Lecture 1. What is Judaism?
Hello, I'm Isaiah Gaffney, and in these lectures, we will attempt to understand Judaism from within, as practitioners of this religion, of this faith, and maybe of much more, understood their existence over thousands of years. But to present Judaism in a few short lectures is no mean feat. And I am reminded of a story that appears in rabbinic literature. We will discuss that literature in one of our sessions. There's a story of a potential convert to Judaism who approaches two rabbis. Their names were Hillel and Shammai. And he asks them, "Teach me all of Judaism as I am standing on one leg." Now, the first rabbi, Shammai, has no patience for such a frivolous request, and he bangs him over the head with a rod that he happened to have in his hand. The second rabbi, Hillel, answers him with one line, claiming, "This is Judaism." I will not divulge that line until later in our first lecture. And then he says, "Everything else is commentary. Now go and learn it." And I was reminded of that story because I wonder whether Shammai had not chosen the more prudent approach. It's an impossibility to present Judaism while standing on one leg. And yet, in these coming lectures, I've chosen to focus on particular aspects of the Jewish tradition. Our first lecture will ask a very basic question. Is Judaism a religion? Maybe it's far more than that. There are ethnic components to Judaism. There's a national and even a geographic component to Judaism. Maybe it should be redefined or presented in another fashion. But of course, the religious aspect is important, and we will have to understand the various components of that religion. We will then go, and in our second lecture, deal with the history of Israel, because all the adherents of Judaism had a collective memory. They had a shared past. And it was that past to which they related constantly in almost every aspect of their religious behavior, when they prayed, when they married, when they mourned. And so we will have to cover 4,000 years in one lecture. Again, no mean feat. We will then learn about the library of Judaism, because throughout our lectures, we will constantly be referring to books and to collections. And Judaism is a religion of the book in many ways. And Jews revere books. They have almost a religious connection with everything that is printed. And we will have to understand what the components of this library were. Our fourth lecture will deal with a very particular watershed in the development of Judaism. And in a way, it is the removal of Judaism from its biblical antecedents and the beginning of a new course, of a new path. Because the destruction of the Jewish temple in the year 70 would raise basic questions that go to the heart of Judaic self-definition. Can I worship God without a temple? Can I worship God without offering up sacrifices? That's what he requires of me in the Bible. And the solutions that would be suggested in this period after the destruction of the temple, beginning in the year 70 CE, by the rabbis, introduce a new stage of Judaism that we will define as rabbinic Judaism. We will try to understand who these rabbis were and what their approach was to this new stage, as it were, of Jewish development. Having done that basic introduction in the first four lectures, the next three lectures will go down into the field itself. How does Judaism manifest itself on a daily basis among its adherents? How do Jews pray? What is a synagogue? What do they pray? What is the language of prayer? We will then follow the Jewish calendar. What is the yearly cycle of Judaism? Because Jews live through the year a series of holidays, and as we will see, those holidays in many ways relive much of Jewish history. And so a Jew is constantly somewhere in the calendar cycle. He is between this holiday and that holiday, between the new year and the Day of Atonement. And that impacts on his life directly. We will then devote two lectures, after we have dealt with the calendar, we will deal, by the way, with the rites of passage of an individual Jew. Because Jews are born, They enter majority. They marry. Of course, they die. And every stage in a Jew's life is reflected in some aspect of ritual behavior, of religious activity of one sort or another. Again, a Jew as an individual is constantly before bar mitzvah, before his majority, after bar mitzvah, before a wedding, and life is constantly influenced by the stage of life in which one finds oneself.